A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just to start with, how's everyone feeling after what happened on Saturday? Have you talked about it together as a group?
What happened?
You tell me.
We spoke about things, but our focus is on the game tomorrow now. Nothing we can do as players about what's going on. So for us, it's past. We now focus on a different competition and, you know, big 3 points for what we want to achieve.
And Alexis, he's going to face his brother. Did he tell you anything about his brother?
No, not yet, no. But, we'll do analysis meeting today, so I'm sure we'll see all about him. If he's anything like Alexis, then we need to prepare properly.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Hi Trent, I know it's gone at the weekend and we'll wait to see what the PGMOL say, but are there now severe trust issues from a player's perspective with VAR and the problems that we seem to have eternally now?
I wouldn't say trust issues. I think decisions are decisions. Sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against you, and you know, what happened on the weekend for us as players and as a team is very disappointing and frustrating. But, like I said, it's past us. There's nothing we can do as players now. The game's gone. We've just got to move forward and put it past us. But, you know, it's VAR's a system that's in place and it's something that we can't control as players. We've got to put our trust in the referees and the officials that use it and hope that they get the decisions right, and at times they don't and at times they do, and we've just got to hope that they get the decisions right as much as possible.
Spirit and mentality has always been a big part of Liverpool's success under Jurgen Klopp, and I know he said how pleased he's been with the way the new players have integrated and how well things have gone so far. But the spirit on Saturday, down to 10 men and down to 9 men, was absolutely incredible. Seconds away from getting a draw, a really courageous performance. How are those values instilled into new players when they come to Liverpool? Because it isn't something you can just learn, is it?
No, it's not something you can learn, but it's something that I think we show as a team, and it comes from the manager down to us. And I think the players that have been around for a while, the players that have, you know, won everything with the club, and the players that have experienced all these things, we know what it takes and we know what's demanded. And when new players and young players come through, we demand that from them and show them what's needed to be a successful team. And I think we've been able to show that so far, and I think everyone's bought into it, so it's an exciting time. It's, like you said, on Saturday was an outstanding performance in the circumstances that we were in, so we are proud of what we've done, and we could have easily came away with a point there.
Thank you.
Trent, moving forward though, because of what happened at the weekend, not that you need that extra motivational fire in your belly, but does it give you that little bit extra edge now going into this next round of games that you've got coming up before the international break?
I mean, going from I'll take him to circumstances and what actually happened, putting that aside. We lost the game, and no matter what way that happens, you lose a game. So our motivation now, we've got two games before the international break comes, and you know, we want to, and we feel like we need to win both of the games. It's difficult to do so, but we think we're capable, and we feel we're capable of doing that, so that's where our focus is at.
The manager was saying last week, ahead of the game against Tottenham as well, that it surprised him how quickly things have come together with this new team that he's building. So when you look at it from your experience as well, do you believe that you've got the belief, and Mike touched on the word spirit as well, to create something special this season?
Yeah, 100%. I think as players, as a team, we're not shy for what our ambitions are and what we want to do. We want to win trophies, and we want to win the biggest trophies out there, so we feel we've laid a good foundation. We're in a good position in the league table and still in the cup competition. Obviously got our first few points in this competition too, so we're in a good position. Still early doors. We'll be able to judge where we are. I think it's always important to kind of analyse where you are around the Christmas stage, because you really get a feel for what you can achieve. So, you know, if we're still in a position like this come Christmas, we've laid the perfect foundation to go and push on for the second half of the season. So, you know, we are a team with high ambitions, and we demand that from ourselves. And, you know, it's a good spirit and a good feeling around the place.
Thank you, Trent. Good luck.
Thank you.
Trent, it's easy to forget, amid everything that happened on Saturday, that was the first defeat in 20 games for Liverpool. So how important is it that you just put that behind you straight away and get straight back onto your building another run?
Yeah, I mean, I think as players, we don't really concern ourselves with how many games we've gone unbeaten. We just want to win every game like that's in front of us. And, you know, that's, again, we start again tomorrow with a big game. And we can go and win that, we feel. So that's where our focus is at. I think, especially this early on the season, you just want to, like I said before, lay foundations, winning foundations, get that winning feeling and get a good feeling around the place. But, no, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. But, no, it's important to make sure you're in a position to finish well.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.